the sands of time move very, very, very swiftly. And so, of course, today we celebrate the first Friday of the month of May, a month dedicated to the Blessed Mother. But also, of course, we had the wonderful feast of St. Joseph the Worker yesterday, who, of course, we proclaim and we beseech his help in this time in which we live. Of course, not only are we dealing with the situations as every day, because every single day brings to us different challenges and different crosses, but we also are dealing with the situation of the church, which is at a crossroads, as they say. And of course, in just a few days, the cardinals of the church will gather together and be locked up in the Sistine Chapel, and they will then experience the conclave, from which they will come out only after they have elected a new successor to St. Peter. And so we cannot pray enough, or hard enough, or strongly enough, in every which way, for a favorable outcome of this. Of course, it seems like it's impossible, like it's a miracle, but it's possible indeed if God wills it. Today, we celebrate the feast of the great doctor of the church and a warrior for the faith, for the true faith, for the Orthodox Catholic faith, none other than the great patriarch, St. Athanasius of Alexandria, who, along with his bishop, St. Alexander of Alexandria, and others, fought the heresy of Arius, which denied the divinity of Christ. And so today we pray to St. Athanasius. There are many in the church who ultimately still deny the divinity of Christ, who deny the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist or the sacraments, who deny the things that are part and parcel of our lives as Catholics. And so today we beseech the mighty St. Athanasius, a wonderful doctor of the Church, to intercede for us, to intercede for this conclave, that regardless of what other people may think, and of course it is not the press or popular opinion that elects the Pope, it is the cardinals. Now, it is also not the Holy Spirit. Most of the times, the Holy Spirit is nowhere near there. And hopefully, if he is, they will listen to him a little bit. But for the most part, they will not. And so we give thanks to God that his will shall be done. Sometimes, God doesn't always will something, but he permits something. And of course, he has permitted us to suffer the last 60 years and the last 14 years or whatever, and it has been horrendous for the faith, for the liturgy, for those who love Christ. So we pray and beseech that he will listen to our prayers, and especially through the great intercession of St. Athanasius, of the Most Holy Mother of God, and of St. Joseph. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.